Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Steve?
It is.
Oh, hi, Steve. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Thursday, right?
Absolutely.
I was going to say we're almost there, not that we're counting. So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Right. I pretty much understand what's going on.
Okay, good. Thank you. That means she did a good job explaining it, so I appreciate the feedback there. So the main benefit for you, of course, is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if you decided to take advantage of this, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. So let's see. Since you are a brand new business, you will qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Steve, is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we'll program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize, but that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program Steve Eastman Home Services into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay. Now, I also wanted to ask you, because I'm looking at the notes here, do you have a business Facebook or a website or anything like that set up for the business yet?
No, I'm just starting out with Angie's right now. So I just started doing the this business here, this name.
Oh, very cool. Oh, so you had, you were set up under another business in the past?
Not officially like this. I'm going all out with credit card, you know, payments and all that. But.
Oh, right. Okay. I see what you're saying. So before it was kind of under the radar type thing, huh?
You guess you could say that.
Yeah, no, I get it. And that might even benefit you because we can, you know, showcase online, oh, that you're a trusted business in the community with, you know, X amount of years of industry expertise, because that will add to your credibility, you know, and give a potential client that comfortable feeling in working with you prior to picking up the phone and calling you, you know. And the reason I asked you about the business Facebook and the website is because we're a premier partner to Google. Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works. I'm sure that you're aware that, you know, pretty much any time you search for something online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Maybe. I don't look too often.
Oh, you're funny. Well, yeah. To backtrack then, the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for home improvement, handyman, power washing, anything that has to do with the services that you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook, there will be an ad for your company popping up, right? So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see not only the new clients that you've received, but you'll see which ones came from Google, which ones came from Facebook. You'll see, which keywords they actually typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And being that this is a month-to-month program, Steve, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, we can set it up here for a month and see what happens, I guess.
You're going to absolutely love it. One thing I want to tell you, though, is because it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, of course you're going to see activity within your first month, but it's always the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. But I will try to get the website included for you as well, because I figure that that is, you know, it's 2024 and you're going to need a site anyway. So if I do get the site approved, do you have a logo or pictures or before and after photos or anything content-wise that you'd like to put on there? Because if not, we can use stock photos just temporarily.
I have a logo. Business card.
Okay, so logo on business card. Excellent.
Yeah, it's on my computer. I can send it or whatever.
Oh, okay. So you have like the soft copy of it on the computer. That'll help. Okay. And then,
I made it on the computer.
Very cool. So you're you have a little bit of a creative edge, it sounds like. That's great. What's your logo?
I'm very creative.
I bet. Yeah. I don't think I have a creative bone in my body, so I admire people like you.
Yeah.
So I'll send you a confirmation email, Steve. What's the best email address to use?
How about Steve Eastman Home? Hang on a second. SVCS. Yeah, sorry. Steve Eastman Home SCVS.
Got it.
I always get that mixed up. Yeah. At yahoo.com.
Yeah, it makes sense when you write it out that the SVCS stands for services, but I can see why that's confusing when you're trying to think, like, how was it again, you know?
Yeah
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have that, Steve Eastman Home, SVCS, at yahoo.com. And then is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
Yeah, yes.
Excellent. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Yeah, I have another number. It's 319-961-8705.
Okay. Now, if we were to send you a text message regarding your account or an update or something like that, would that be a better number to text, or would it be this one ending in 4453?
This one here.
This one. Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
And then for the business itself, you want it listed as Steve Eastman Home Services. You don't want Inc. or LLC or anything like that added to it, do you?
No, if I get an LLC, I'm not going to stick it on there. It's kind of long and ugly.
Yeah. You're smart. You know, it's a preference, but some people say, oh, I have an LLC and I want it on there. And that's great. It's a preference. We can do it. But I always think when a potential client sees them on the first page, they're more concerned if they're local and they're credible and they can get the job done, whether or not there's an LLC on there or not. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm kind of on your same mindset there. And then is this address on West 3rd Street, 1126 West 3rd Street, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
I can receive mail here. It's my home. I also have a P.O. box.
Okay. So Google will reject a P.O. box, but for a home-based business, what they'll do, Steve, is they'll hide the address once it gets verified. So what they'll do is they'll send a 5-digit PIN code to your home address. Once you get that, you'll call us back and we'll submit it to Google, And then they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area. We can publish them, right? And then once it publishes, you will show up as Steve Eastman Home Services in Waterloo, Iowa, but the actual physical address will be blocked out, okay?
All right, sounds good.
And for some reason, I'm having a hard time with the email. Every time I type it in, it's not sticking.
Oh, man. I know. Hang on a second. It doesn't make
okay.
sense. Let me look to make sure it's Steve
Thank you.
Eastman Home, SVCS. Maybe I messed up. Service, whatever. SVCS. So.
Okay, let me see if I do it again.
Should work.
That keeps saying enter a valid email, but let me do this. I'll just put.
I have another one. I don't know if it's because it's new or what.
Maybe. Okay, what's the other one? And we'll just do, because this isn't going to get published on your listing. This is just for internal purposes for us to send you information and correspondence. So.
All right. It's Stephen H. Eastman, Jr. at yahoo.com. That one's been around for a while.
Okay, let's see. Yep, it says valid right away. Isn't that funny? The other one, it kept bumping me out. But, okay, we'll use this one temporarily, and then, you know, if you want to update it to the other one, we'll try it again later. But at least this one stuck. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Hang on, I was interrupted. What was that? I'm sorry. You need a credit card? Yeah, I got one.
Okay, so is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
My name.
Okay. And is the middle initial or in the JR on there, or is it just Steve Eastman?
This particular card says Stephen Eastman, Stephen with a V.
Stephen with a V and then Eastman. And then is it the same billing address or does billing go to the P.O. box?
It's going to the P.O. box.
Okay, so go ahead. What's the box number?
183.
And still Waterloo?
Waterloo, Iowa, 50704.
50704. Okay, excellent. And then the card number when you're ready?
406095531829 1386.
Okay, expiration?
1126.
1126, and then the little code on the back?
410.
410. Okay. So now what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording, and this is going to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and that's where they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And forewarning, Steve, some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have me, you know, repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Steve Eastman Home Services.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Steve Eastman, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, when my technician calls you tomorrow, they'll go over the setup and whatnot, and that appointment will take 20, maybe 30 minutes max. What would work best for you, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you the time slots that are available.
Well, I have an appointment at 10, so mm-hmm. anytime earlier or after 11, I guess.
So there's a 9 o'clock or there's a, let's see here. There's a 12 o'clock or 3?
12 o'clock.
12? Okay, you got it. So I'm going to book out an hour from 12 to 1 Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 12:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I got you some special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into that rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I just bought this phone. I'm used to using the flip phone, so I can ask my wife to help me with that if you want. So.
Oh, very cool. Well, another
option
would be...
Either that or I go on my email.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's easier, I also sent it on an email. So it's so funny you said that, though, because my dad, he just got a brand new smartphone after having a flip phone for years, so he's trying to figure it out, too. So, yeah, he's in your same boat. So if you can get into the email, and remember we use that one that you've had for a while, you're going to see an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll have to turn on my internet. It's going to be quite a few minutes because I got to fire up the computer too. So,
okay,
but we'll get in there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So while it's booting up, I just want to let you know, Steve, that on that email, you'll also have our customer support number, and we're available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. Now, anytime you call in and you have an update, a billing question, anything like that, you would just hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, my name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. Okay, so once you plug that 777 in, it'll ring to my desk. Okay?
Okie dokie.
Yep. So just give it a minute. For your internet, you think if you want to, rather than, you know, having me hold and have you do it, which I don't mind doing, you know, but if you want to, once you get the computer booted up and you click on that link, all you're going to have to do is there's going to be two boxes that you'll have to check to show, one, that you're authorized, two, that you receive text messages. Right? And then you would put your name in exactly the way it shows on the billing, which is Stephen, you know, with the V, Eastman. And then once you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided at the after the client interview. But if you see that prompt for a username and a password, then that means it went through and you did it correctly.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and if not, I'll hold for you until we get into the email and just double check that.
Right, I just fired up the internet and just turned on the computer, so it does take time.
Yep, no, I know. I have a computer like that too. That you know, sometimes I don't even shut it off at night because in the morning it has to like kind of reload everything. You know, all the programs that are running in the background, and it takes forever. You know, so I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What do you like to focus on for your business? I know for home improvement, it's a wide spectrum. You could do a variety, but do you like full-blown remodels better, or do you like the smaller jobs where it's just like flooring or power washing? Or
I've done everything, and you got to have help in this. If I did, like, you know, the remodel stuff, you got to have a truck or a trailer and tools. But right now, I'm kind of focusing on upholstery cleaning.
Okay.
And say general cleaning, like maid service, and then it's a general term, but saying maintenance, you know, like, you know, you can work on furnaces or water heater maintenance or any kind of home maintenance. And then the word handyman is pretty general too, but, you know, pretty much I can, you know, handyman includes painting and, you know, pretty much I can do anything, but.
Got it.
But even more, be more specific, like upholstery cleaning is a lot easier. I just bring my machine.
I agree.
You know, but,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I had my whole downstairs remodeled, I want to say 5 years ago. And my husband's cousin is a contractor. So, you know, we hired him. And what I didn't realize, because he's in his 60s, is those countertops, when they came in, I mean, it's amazing how heavy they are, that granite. And then when the cabinets came in, he had to build them all and, you know, put them. And I was like, man, that's a lot of work. I'm surprised he can do that, because I'm in my 50s and I don't think I'd be able to do it. And he was still kicking and doing all that by himself. I couldn't believe it, you know. So, yeah, it's a lot of work when you do a remodel. Mm-hmm. Oh, you found it?
Okay, it just came up. So I've got 4 emails, Local Splash Support, Tina, Local Splash Support, Local Splash Support. So I've got.
The one that says your initial invoice is the one we're looking for.
Okay, pull it up. Please click here.
That's it. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see those two boxes that you have to check. Once you check them, I think it's going to put a blue check mark in there. And then next to that orange arrow, you'll just type your name in. And then when you confirm it, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password.
Oops. Okay, there it is. Asking me for username and password now.
Excellent. Okay. That means it went through. So good. Okay. So you're all good to go there. So you're going to get an email, if it hasn't gotten there already, that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. What that is, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to show that you're a valid business in the area, which is one, while they'll send you that PIN code in the mail, right? But secondly, it's going to ask on that email for a business license, for, you know, insurance, for an invoice with your address. If you don't have everything on there, I think there's like 7 different suggestions, then don't worry about it. Just send over what you can, okay? So my main thing is, you know, let's say you only send over 3 different things. Hey, at least we have something to submit to Google, and it will get that verification process to go through smoothly. You see what I mean?
I've got the business card I could send. Do I send it now or?
Well, on the email, it's a form. So you would just click on the link in the form that will allow you to send over, you know, various items. And you don't have to do it all at once. So let's say you have the business card right now. And then, you know, maybe tomorrow you want to send a picture of some of your tools or something like that with your work vehicle, then you could add to it tomorrow. You just go back to the same link and open up the form, and you can send over stuff after the fact too, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's super simple, you know, to do it once you get rolling on it, but I'll have the technician kind of remind you about it tomorrow. And then for the logo, they'll see that coming through on the form too, so I'll have them upload that on your site too, okay?
All right.
Okay, so do you have any other questions for me at this point?
No, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a very profitable year. I'm so glad it worked out for you. I know you'll absolutely love this. And then my technician will be following up with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Bye.